Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Utale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Nittai Gauranga Jaya Nittai Gauranga Nittai Gauranga Jaya Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Nittai Gauranga Jaya Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Nittai Gauranga Jaya Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Jaya Gaura Hari Nittai Gauranga Jaya Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Jai Gauranga Jaya Gaura Hari
So tonight, at the request of the Vig family, I will do two different katas. The first kata will be the narration of Narsingha Leela, and the second narration will be Ras Leela. These are the requests of the Vig family, which I must comply.
Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasinghaya. Prahlada Klada Dayani Prahlada Klada Dayani
Krishna Kumar, if you want to sing in the mic, please sing in the mic.
Ito Namaste Narasinghaya. Prahlada Klada Dayine. Prahlada Klada Dayine. Hiranyakashi Purvakshaha.
Follow.
Nyakasi Purvakshaha.
Shila Tranka Nakalae.
Shila Tranka Nakalae.
Ito Nasingha. Parato Narsimha,
Ito Narsimha, Parato Narsimha,
Yato Yato Yamitato Narsimha,
Yato Yato Yamitato Narsimha,
Vahi Narsimha, Hridaye Narsimha,
Vahi Narsimha, Hridaye Narsimha,
Narsimham Malin, Sharanam Prapade,
Narasimha Madim Sharanam Prapade,
Narasimham Madim Sharanam Prapade,
Narasimha Madim Sharanam Prapade,
Narasimha Madim Sharanam Prapade,
Narasimha Madim Sharanam Prapade.
Everybody, give a big hand to Vishnu Kumar for singing so good. Hari Bol.
Tava kara kamala vare nakham adbhuta singam dalita hiranyakashipu tanu vrindam keshava dvita narahari rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare.
Bolo,
Tava Kara Kamala Vare Nakham Adbhuta Shringam Dalita Hiranyakasipu Tanu Vringam Keshava Dvita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare
Keshava Dvita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Bolo Keshavadvita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha Hare
Jaya Jagadisha
Narsimha
Jaya Jagadisha
Narsimha
Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare
Jaya Narsimha Dev, Jaya Narsimha Dev, Narsimha Dev, Jaya Narsimha Dev,
Jaya Narsimha Dev, Jaya Narsimha Dev, Jaya Narsimha Dev, Jaya Narsimha Dev,
Jaya Bhakta Prahlad, Bhakta Prahlad, Bhakta Prahlad. Jaya Bhakta Prahlad
Jaya Bhakta Prahlad Bhakta Prahlad Bhakta Prahlad Jaya Bhakta Prahlad
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Om Namo
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
जहाँ विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्य श्री श्रीमान इस डिवाइन ग्रेस ए सी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जाय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जाय नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जाय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जाय वृंदावन धाम की नवद्वीप धाम की भक्ति देवी की तुलसी महारानी की जाय गंगा देवी की जाय जमुना देवी की जाय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असम डिवोटीज All glories to the Assemble devotees. All glories to the Assemble devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. I'm Gurave Namaha. Om Parama Gurave Namaha. Kling Nityanandaya Namaha. Kling Gauraya Namaha. Kling Advaitaya Namaha. Sring Gadadharaya Namaha. Sring Sivasaya Namaha. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जयतां सुरतो पंगोर मम मंदमते गति मत्सर्वस्व पदाम्बोजा राधा मदन मोहना तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा Rama Rama Hare Hare. So this program is dedicated to the Vig family and also to everyone who is here, especially those who I've not seen in a long time. And also to those I see regularly also. So, if you allow me to go into Samadhi, I would like to tell the history of the Nrsinga Leela. And by the way, Krishna Kumar, I recorded this, what you sang. You did a very good job. Very nice. I think I should send you a copy of the... Yes, very nice. And thank you, Batuk, for your assistance. So, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Suta Goswami is explaining to the sages of Naimisharanya, and he says one thing, a very brief one shloka statement about how Nrsinga killed the demon Hiranyakashipu. And in the second canto, when Brahmaji is speaking to his son Naradaji. Naradaji had questioned his father, "Are you the Supreme?" And Lord Brahma immediately said, "No, I am not the Supreme. Even though I am the engineer, creator of the universe, and people sometimes think that I am God, actually I'm not. Because above me is Garbhodakshay Vishnu, who comes from Mahavishnu, who comes from Narayan, who comes from Sankarshan, who comes from Balaram, who comes from Krishna." And that's where it ends, just like the tape. The buck stops with Krishna. Why? Ishvara Paramaha Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adya Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna is Anadir Adi. There is no origin other than himself. Therefore, he is Sarva Karana Karan, the cause of all subsequent causes. It all begins with Sri Krishna. So, after Narada questioned his father, Brahma said, "Now I will give you a synopsis of the various pastimes of this Krishna in his various incarnations." And then, after explaining quickly so many different incarnations, when he came to Nrisimha, he explained again in one shloka how Hiranyakashipu was very puffed up and how he tortured his son, but the Lord came and bifurcated the chest of Hiranyakashipu. But then we get to Canto 7. In Canto 7, 10 chapters dedicated to Nrisimha Leela. So it comprises a very large section of the Bhagavatam. There are 335 chapters in Srimad Bhagavatam, in 12 cantos, 18,000 shlokas. So 10 chapters are dedicated to Nrisimha Bhagavan. Everybody say, Nrisimha Bhagavan ki. So, actually, this event of Shukadev explaining to Parikshit Nrisimha, Shukadev was asked a question at the beginning of Canto 7 by Parikshit. He's very intelligent, Parikshit. He has been asking throughout Bhagavatam, beginning in the end of the first canto, all throughout, Parikshit is asking questions. Shukadev is giving complete, definitive answers. So, in the sixth canto, there is the narration of how Vishnu took the side of the demigods and Indra was allowed to defeat Vitrasura. So a doubt appeared in Parikshit's mind that is God partial or neutral? Because Parikshit has heard so many katas already, and it appears that Vishnu is partial to the demigods and is not favorable to the asuras, the demons. So that seems to make Vishnu look as if he's biased. He's not politically correct. So Shukadev answers Maharaj Parikshit's question by saying, "No, Vishnu Krishna is neutral. As Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvahams Sarvabhuteshu Nadvesh Yanopriya. I am not envious of anyone. I'm not partial to anyone." So Shukadev explains to Parikshit that the demons and Rakshasas, they are in the modes of ignorance and passion. They are conducted by those modes. The demigods are conducted by the modes of goodness. And these modes of nature, they are like waves. They come and they go. So as explained in Bhagavad Gita, sometimes Sattvagun is prominent. Sometimes Sattvagun is overcome by Rajagun. And then sometimes that is defeated by Tamagun. So throughout life, through the extent of the universe, the modes of nature are constantly changing. So what did Shukadev say? When the mode of ignorance is prominent, the ghosts, the demons, they flourish because they have taken shelter of that mode. Human beings, they are mostly in the mode of passion. So when the mode of passion is prominent, human beings flourish. But Sattvagun, the mode of goodness, favors the demigods. But then Shukadev said, however, the time element favors the mode of goodness. Keep that in mind, that as time progresses, goodness will overcome. So that's why it appears that the demigods are victorious, only because the time element enhances the mode of goodness. That's why we see people who live in the modes of passion and ignorance, as time goes on, the effects of the mode of passion and ignorance become prominent in their bodies. And those who live by the mode of goodness, the time element, as it passes, they flourish. You are pretty much in the mode of goodness. So as we say in America, time is on your side. Remain in the mode of goodness. Don't be influenced by Rajas and Tamas. Because that Rajas and Tamas, what's happening? We see there is political agitation in the mode of Tamas. What do? Bomb, blow up, destroy. That's the mode of Tamas. You can even have so-called religion in Tamas. And you can see by the symptoms. And there's religion in the mode of passion, where the preachers are preaching, yes, worship, and you'll become very affluent. They have big, big TV contracts. But what are they preaching? How to live nicely in the mode of passion. Then you have those religious practices in the mode of goodness. Sense control, mind control. What are the symptoms of a Brahman? Shama dama tapakshaucham kshantir arjavam evacha jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma swabhavajam. Somebody in the mode of goodness controls the mind, controls the senses, shamo dhamma tapa, performs austerities and penances, tapak shocham, is clean internally and externally. She keeps house, living quarters, automobile clean. Then shocham, shantir, persons in the mode of goodness, forgiving. They don't hold grudges. They tolerate, they forgive. Then shantir arjavam, they're simple, not duplicious. They're very straightforward. They don't play games. Maybe some of you have experience in the workplace. Your co-workers, they like to play games. My wife is going through this now in her office. So many little political games they're playing. Even the boss. That is not Brahminical. A Brahminical person is straightforward, clean. You can tell exactly where they come from. Shantir Arjavam Jnanam. A Brahmana has good knowledge. Then that knowledge, Astikyam, it's based on the Vedas. It is based on religious principles. That's their basis of their knowledge. So the person in the mode of goodness, the time element enhances. I tell you one story. Sometimes in my dealings, when I'm in the world and I'm out shopping or whatever, so sometimes I like to ask people, so how old do you think I am? So they'll say, oh, you look 45. And I tell them, no, I'm 66. What? I said, yes, vegetarian diet, mode of goodness. I have God brothers who are in their 70s, 80s. They look like they're in 40s, 50s. Why? Because they've lived so many years in the mode of goodness. It shows all changes take place subtle to gross. If your inside is clean, gradually the outside becomes clean. So when Shukadev was answering this question of whether the Supreme Lord is equal, he referred to an incident during Krishna Leela when Maharaj Yudhisthira was performing the Rajasuya sacrifice. And at the Rajasuya sacrifice, Krishna killed Shishupal with his Sudarshana Chakra. And everyone saw that when the Sudarshan Chakra cut off the head of Shishupal, the Atma, the soul of Shishupal, shot out like a shooting star and entered the body of Krishna. Everybody saw it. So right near Yudhisthira was Narada. So Yudhisthira turned to Narada. Can you explain this? How is this? So Narada begins to explain that this Shishupal, this is his third birth, and the third time he has been killed by God. So he said to Yudhisthira, this Shishupal was previously Hiranyakashipu, killed by Lord Nrisingha. Then he took his next birth as Ravana, killed by Lord Ramchandra Bhagavan. And now you have seen his third birth. He has been killed by Krishna. And then Narada explained, because this Hiranyakashipu was originally one of the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha. And he and his brother, they were known as Jai Vijay. They were cursed by the four Kumaras. And so when they were cursed, they had the option. You must go to the material world, either take three births as Vishnu's enemy, or seven births as Vishnu's devotees, but in the material world, not in Vaikuntha. So they figured, we want to get back as quickly as possible. We'll take three births as demons. So then Yudhisthira asked Narada, explain to me their first birth, Hiranyakashipu. So Narada Muni tells the story. The story of Hiranyakashipu begins with the death of his brother Hiranyaksha, who was killed, of course, by Vishnu in his form as Varaha, the sacred divine boar. So at the funeral ceremony, Hiranyakashipu, he was in charge of the ceremony. And he gave a wonderful pravachan. In fact, Hiranyakashipu spoke Bhagavad Gita. You would be amazed if you read what Hiranyakashipu spoke. You would think, oh, let's get him for the temple Sunday feast. He spoke clearly the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. We're not the body, that we should give up envy, that the soul is eternal, that one should give up all kinds of duality. He was just saying this to pacify his relatives. But he doesn't believe anything he's saying, just like a certain political candidate right now. He talks so many things, but you know he doesn't believe a word he's saying. So he's a politician, this Hiranyakashipu. He knows it's a funeral, I have to act like this. So he say, but he doesn't believe, because right after the funeral, he says, I will avenge the death of my brother. After he just got finished saying, there's no such thing as death, the soul is eternal, and that one should not be envious, the first thing out of his mouth after the funeral, I'm going to seek out Lord Vishnu, who killed my brother, and I'm going to kill him. So Hiranyakashipu is roaming the universe. Where is this Vishnu? Where is he hiding? And Lord Vishnu begins to think, wherever I go, this guy is going to chase me and bother me. Where can I go where he'll not disturb me? Aha! I will enter his heart, because he'll never look to see that I'm in his heart. Because a demon, first of all, doesn't believe in God, and doesn't believe that God lives in his heart. Confirmed by the plate. The plate has confirmed. Yes, give me, I'll take it. Krishna works in mysterious ways. So, when Hiranyakashipu inhaled, Lord Vishnu became invisible, entered his nostril while he was breathing, and hid himself in his heart. So Hiranyakashipu roams the universe, cannot find Vishnu, so he says, he must have died. He thinks that Vishnu dies. What a stupid man. He thinks that Vishnu can die. Vishnu cannot die. Just like, even though the hunter shot Krishna in the foot, Krishna didn't die. Anyone who thinks like that does not understand who is Krishna. Krishna did not die when the hunter shot him in the foot. So in the same way, Vishnu did not die. He hid himself. He became invisible. So then Hiranyakashipu decides, I want to become immortal. I want to become the topmost person in the universe. I want to be the supreme controller. So he thinks, the great Brahma, he performed austerities for thousands of years. I will do much more severe penances. So Hiranyakashipu stood on his tippy toes with his hands outstretched for hundreds of years. And while he stood like that, insects and ants ate his flesh. And his whole body became covered by an anthill. And because he was doing tapa, one definition of tapa is heat. So when you do tapa, because Lord Shiva, Rudra, is in various things besides the 11 Rudras, Rudra is also in water and fire. So when you do tapa, that's also a manifestation of the Shakti of Rudra. So you get heat. Heat is generated from a person doing tapa. So even though his body is completely eaten, he's able to maintain his atma within the skeleton. And it's covered over by an anthill, but there's a fire coming out from his skull. And that fire is heating up the whole universe. So perhaps we are having this global warming because perhaps some rishis are doing severe tapa. That could be a possible explanation. Or it could be there's too much demons on the planet. That could be the other reason why we have quote-unquote global warming. So this heating coming fire, it's actually fire coming from his skull. The devatas all go to Lord Brahma. Brahmaji, please, we are suffocating. This heat coming from this Hiranyakashipu, we can't tolerate. It's too much. Save us. So Brahmaji says, yes, I will take care of Hiranyakashipu. So Brahma comes on his swan aeroplane. And he can see where Hiranyakashipu is because the fire. And Brahma on his swan aeroplane, he carries with him one lota, kamandalu. And in that kamandala, he has Ganga Jal, transcendental water. So he sprinkles the anthill with Ganga Jal. And out from this anthill, a new Hiranyakashipu comes out. Now he has a rejuvenated body, a body so powerful it can resist even Indra's thunderbolt weapon, which is normally invincible. But because of his austerities and Brahma's benediction of his water from his kamandala, now he has rejuvenated body. Hiranyakashipu dandavat to Brahma, praises him. My Lord, and Brahma says, yes, by your austerities, I must give you benediction. What do you want? Hiranyakashipu says, make me immortal. Brahma says, no can do. I can't give you something I don't have, because even Brahma is not immortal. So Brahma one day will have to die. So then Hiranyakashipu says, okay, give me benediction. I don't die in the day. I don't die at night. I don't die on the land, in the air, in the sea, by any weapon, by anyone created by you. He gave so many different ways he could die. And each one, Brahma said, tatastu, 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 let it be. So after exhausting every conceivable scenario, Hiranyakashipu thinks, I'm practically immortal, because he thinks he's got everything covered. He thinks he has ironclad contract. So then Brahma goes back to his abode, the topmost abode of the universe. And what does Hiranyakashipu now do with all this power? He kicks Indra out of heaven and forces all the demigods to bow down to him. Everyone in the universe, Narada says, even he had to bow down to Hiranyakashipu, because now he's supreme. He's number one dog. He's now the one who can say, you're fired. Everybody now is. And then what does he do? Hiranyakashipu, still antagonistic towards Vishnu, he knows, how can I hurt Vishnu? I will torture those who are dear to Vishnu. Just like your children, they're very dear to you. If something happens to your children, that makes you suffer even more. Yes or no? You can tolerate something to you, but if something happens to your children, that's intolerable, especially mothers. So Hiranyakashipu knows what is dear to Krishna: brahmanas, cows, devotees, sacrifice. So Hiranyakashipu, he was the original terrorist. All these terrorists now, they are descendants in Hiranyakashipu Sampradaya, because he was the original terrorist, terrorizing all the devotees, brahmanas, all the cows, stopping sacrifices, creating a big disturbance in the whole universe. And he's sitting on the throne of Indra, and his name, Hiranyakashipu, what does it mean? He likes soft bed to enjoy women, and he likes liquor. He's always drinking wine. Therefore, his eyes are always bloodshot. You can tell who is the drunkard, just look in their eyes. Bloodshot. And you can smell on the breath. Just like somebody who eats onions and garlic. It comes out of their pores. You can tell by the symptoms. And somebody who drinks, or somebody, Krishna Kumar and I were discussing recently, somebody who smokes or does drugs, you can smell. It's there. You can smell Somebody who smokes, it's all over their clothes, everything. It's like sometimes you rent a car and you go in the... You know the previous driver was a smoker because that smoke permeates the whole car. You can tell. So I sometimes tell the Avis, hey, give me a different car. This car is too smelly. Give me it when I go to Hawaii. They say, no, not this car. Because the previous guy smoked the whole place up. So here in Hiranyakashipu, he has children. Now, when Hiranyakashipu kicked the demigods out of their heavenly positions, the demigods went to Brahma and Brahma went to Lord Vishnu. Because this was something Brahma could not handle. It was above his pay grade. So Brahma went to Vishnu for consultation. So Vishnu said, yes. No worries, mate. This Hiranyakashipu, I know everything about it. He will go on for some time, but he will make one big mistake. He will have a son who is my pure devotee. And when he harasses my devotee, then I will finish him once and for all. So when the demigods hear this, they go, ah, some relief. So Hiranyakashipu has these four sons, and the youngest one, Prahlad. And this Prahlad is such a nice, pure devotee of the Lord. So Hiranyakashipu was a good father. He sent Prahlad to the best school, University of Shukracharya. Shukracharya was a brahmana. He's mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, of kavi, of thinkers, I am Ushana. That Ushana is Shukracharya. He represents one of the material opulences of Krishna. But Shukracharya is the spiritual master of the demons and daityas. There's some history why that happened. So Hiranyakashipu sends Prahlad to the school, the Gurukula, and Shukracharya's two sons, Shanda and Amarka, are the teachers. And they're teaching Prahlad how to be a first-class materialist. They're teaching him all the things your children are learning right now in American universities. Because modern university is also same, no difference. They're teaching them how to be first-class materialist. So the boy is 5 years old. So Hiranyakashipu wants to see how my son is doing. So he calls him, Prahlad! Yes, father. Come, sit on my lap. And like any good father, he smells the head of Prahlad. Any of you smell the head of your children? Do you do that? Anybody? I've done that with my grandson. Have you ever smelt? It's a very beautiful experience. Even Nanda Maharaj used to smell Krishna's head. So when my grandson was born, I remembered I had read in Bhagavatam. So whenever my grandson, when he was little, I would say, Janardhan, he would come and I would, nice, very nice feeling. Prahlad! Yes, father. My boy, what are you learning in school? And Prahlad says, what am I learning in school? Nothing. Whatever I've learned from my guru, Narada Muni. And Hiranyakashipu, what? What are you? He calls the teachers, Shanda, Amarika, why is my son talking like this? What? So the teachers take Prahlad. Prahlad, why are you getting us in trouble? We're not teaching you this. So they chastise Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu says, take my son Be careful. Teach him properly. I want him to become a first-class demon like his father. Train him properly. So, they train him for some time. So after some time, Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad? Yes, father. Come, sit on my lap. Now, Prahlad, my teachers assure me that you have learned properly. Tell me now, what is the best thing you have learned? And Prahlad says, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sokyam Atmanivedanam Iti Pungsarpita Vishnau Bhaktishchainavalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavatyadha Tanmanyeditam Uttamam. My dear father, O best of the demons, the best thing I have learned is hearing, chanting, remembering, and he used the word Vishnu. And when Hiranyakashipu heard that, he threw his son off his lap. You are my enemy. Even though you are my son, you are praising the one who killed my brother. You are now my enemy. I must kill you. So, Prahlad is taken away by Hiranyakashipu's, you could say, his Taliban. They take Prahlad and they torture him. They put him in a pot of boiling oil, but nothing happens. They threw him off a cliff. Krishna was there to capture him. They put him under the feet of an elephant. The elephant picked him up, put him on his head. What else did they? Put him in a pit of snakes. The snakes did not bite. Finally, Hiranyakashipu told his wife, give me the boy's food. He put poison in the food. Here, Prahlad, eat. What did Prahlad do? He offered it to Krishna and ate. Nothing happened. Hiranyakashipu can't understand. No matter what he does, his boy does not die. He's completely bewildered. Now, while Prahlad is in school, there comes the time of the day, tiffin hour, when the teachers take their tiffins. You all know, in India, the tiffins, right? I'm sure when you lived in India, you had tiffins, your food. So when the teachers would go to eat, Prahlad would call his friends. Come, come, my friends. I have something very special to tell you. And the young boys, they're his age, they're innocent. Yes, Prahlad, what nice thing you want to tell us. And Prahlad starts to teach them Krishna consciousness. And the boys, because they're still innocent, they like what Prahlad is saying. And he's preaching to them, and he teaches them how to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Everybody, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Come on. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. You're all Prahlad's playmates. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Come on, everybody. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the boys say, Prahlad, we like this Hare Krishna. We like it. But Prahlad, you're like one of us. You're learning the same things in school we are. Where did you learn all this? And Prahlad said, oh, I will tell you how I learned this. When I was in the womb of my mother was captured by Indra and the demigods because my father had gone off to do some austerities. So they took my mother, and they were waiting for me to come out of the womb. And as soon as I would come out, Indra would kill me, because they thought I must be like my father. Like father, like son, we have that in America. But when Indra and the demigods were taking Kayadu away, Narada Muni came and told Indra, "Stop! You cannot touch this woman. You may think that she is bearing a demon, but actually in the womb of this woman is a great devotee of Krishna." So Indra and the demigods, they respect Narada. And they said, yes. So Narada took Kayadu to his ashram. And her only desire was, until my husband returns back from austerities, you give me shelter so that no one disturbs me. So Narada allowed her to stay in his ashram. And while she was there, Narada was, of course, what does Narada do? He sings and he preaches. That's all he does. Nothing else. That's Narada. He sings about who? Krishna. And he preaches bhakti. That's what he does. He has his book, Narada Bhakti Sutras. He doesn't teach Karmakanda. He teaches Bhakti Kanda. So he's preaching to the mother, but the child in the womb is hearing. He's hearing everything, so that when Prahlad comes out, he's self-realized. Because Narada's instructions are very potent. You may ask, you may think, how someone like me, Malacha Yavana, can speak on these Vedas and Puranas? Because I have heard from another Narada Muni, Srila Prabhupada. And because I have heard from him, that's how I'm able to do this. And still to this day, I'm hearing from my Gurudev. It doesn't stop. Every day I'm hearing. Batuka is also hearing every day from Srila Prabhupada. Am I right? Yes. So, Prahlad came out of the womb self-realized. So finally Hiranyakashipu has had enough. So again he calls Prahlad. Prahlad! Where do you get your powers from? I have tried to kill you in so many ways, but still I can't kill you. Where do you get your powers? Prahlad says, the source of my strength is the source of your strength, Vishnu. Hiranyakashipu hears that name, he becomes even more furious. Prahlad! What is... Stop this nonsense! Don't you know I am supreme? Vishnu is nuts. I am God. I am supreme. And as soon as Hiranyakashipu said that, Prahlad said, no, you are not God. You are not supreme. Up until this point, Prahlad was very submissive and obedient. But as soon as his father said that he was God, Prahlad said, no, you are not God. So Hiranyakashipu said, ah, Prahlad, you talk about God, 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 God. Where is your God? And Prahlad said, God is everywhere. And Hiranyakashipu laughed. Ah, ha, 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 Prahlad, you're an ignorant boy. Oh, okay, Prahlad, if God is everywhere, is he in this pillar of the palace? And Prahlad said, yes, he's everywhere. Because one of Krishna's names, Vasudeva, everybody say. That means God is everywhere, Vasudeva. So Prahlad said, yes. So Krishna, in order to keep Prahlad's statement true, decided to appear now out of the pillar. Because Hiranyakashipu drew his sword. And he said, now Prahlad, watch me. I will kill your God. And then you will bow down and worship me. So Hiranyakashipu tightened his belt, took his fist with his sword, and struck the column. And when he struck the column broke out, and there was Lord Narsingha Bhagavan. And he was very angry. He had the head and nails of a lion, and he had the body of a man, four arms, and he was roaring because he was angry. And Hiranyakashipu started to fight with Nrisimhadev. And Hiranyakashipu, he had mystic powers, so he could appear there and here, like this in the sky. And Hiranyakashipu would play with, Lord Nrisimha would play Hiranyakashipu. The description is given that when a snake captures a mouse, it swallows it, lets it go. Swallows it, lets it go. Swallows it, eats. The snake plays with the mouse. So Nrisimhadev was playing with Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu would try to capture Nrisimha in his arms, and Nrisimha would peer outside. So the Lord was playing with him because he was waiting for this time, dusk. Because one of the benedictions was not night, not day. So dusk is not night, it's not day. So at the right moment, then Lord Nrisimha grabbed Hiranyakashipu, put him on his lap, which is neither land, nor sky, nor water. And where did he put him? In the doorway, which is not inside and not out. And Lord Nrisimha killed him with his nails. Would you go to battle with just your fingernails? No, you would not. Nails is not a weapon. So he took his nails, and Nrisimhadev's nails are hard as thunderbolts, and he gouged the insides of Hiranyakashipu and took his intestines and made himself a garland. And he was still warring. And then with his hand, he plucked out the heart of Hiranyakashipu and threw it on the ground, because his heart was so dirty and envious and sinful. And then he threw Hiranyakashipu off his lap. And he was still roaring. Brahma, Shiva, all the devatas came, and they wanted to calm Nrisimha, because when somebody's angry, you don't know what they're going to do. Ladies, have you seen your husband angry like that? I saw my father angry like that once. He was angry with me when I was 10 years old. So I know what it's like when somebody is angry. They're capable of doing anything. So the demigods were worried. Oh, the Lord is angry. So the demigods were afraid to go. So Brahma asked Lakshmi. You're married to him. Lakshmi, do something. She said, no. I've never seen my husband like this. I'm not going near. So as a last resort, Brahma saw Prahlad. Prahlad had a garland for the Lord. So Brahma pushed Prahlad. Go ahead. Prahlad put a garland on Nrisimha, and then Prahlad bowed down. And when Prahlad bowed down, Nrisimha became Shanta. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Everybody, Shanti, Shanti. Yes. And the Lord put his hand on the head of Prahlad. And Prahlad stood up and offered 44 beautiful shlokas glorifying Lord Nrisimha. Previous to this, each of the demigods came and offered a prayer. Brahma offered a prayer. Shiva offered a prayer. Indra, all the chief demigods had one after another offered a prayer. But Lord Nrisimha was not impressed. But when Prahlad offered 44 prayers, and these shlokas were like Bhagavad Gita shlokas are short. These were long verses. Very long verses. 44. Some of us can't even recite more than two verses of Bhagavad Gita. He was reciting 44 verses. And after these, Lord Nisringadev said to Prahlad, Prahlad, because you believed in me, because you are my devotee, you suffered so much, you had to tolerate so much. Prahlad, ask for a benediction. And Prahlad said, my lord, I am not a vanik. I am not a merchant. I don't worship you to get something. You are my master. I am your servant. Bas, finished. That's all. I'm happy to be your servant. But Nisringa Bhagavan insisted, no, Prahlad, you must take a benediction. So Prahlad said, if I must take a benediction, then I pray that no more ever in my heart there will be any material desires. Let there be no material desires in my heart. And Lord Nisringa said, yes, I bless you. And Prahlad, you're worried about your father. I want you, Prahlad, to do the funeral service for your father, because Prahlad asked the Lord not to send his father to hell. Just see how a devotee, no vengeance, even though his father tortured him